Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my Salem Media Group Tampa radio station, as well as my Moss Nissan Family Automotive Studio, to great radio stations across the country and across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes to our active-duty military and veterans. A salute to our first responders, too, our EMS firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping with the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. And to the truckers and the warehouse and the factory workers and the butchers and bakers and janitors and maintenance and mechanics and construction workers and bulk mail centers and all the other drivers out there, as well as the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and the bridge tenders keeping the waterways moving along. Thanks for what you do. Now, don't forget, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and also check out our all-new website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, and take advantage of all the good little things we've got over there for you to look at. All right, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is with us for hour number two. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It's time to say the pledge again. You ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America. And to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, a great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. All right, going to go back and just listen to a little bit more here of Biden and company.
He doesn't want to calm things down. Instead of going in and talking to people and saying, let's get everybody together, figure out how to deal with this. What's he do? He just pours gasoline in the fire constantly, and every single solitary time.
Okay, and to end this, button up this segment, I'm going to give you a minute to answer, sir. You have repeatedly criticized...
I have to answer his statement.
You've been talking
he
back
made
and
a
forth.
Statement.
I'm asking you...
I would love
you
to
know,
end
sir,
it. I would love to end
I,
it.
You know, if you want to switch seats...
We could very quickly.
We can do that, but
National Guard, it would be over. There'd be no problem.
Okay.
But they don't want to accept the National Guard.
You have repeatedly criticized the Vice President for not specifically calling out Antifa and other left-wing extremist groups. But are you willing tonight to condemn white supremacists and militia groups and to say that they need to stand down and not add to the violence in a number of these cities, as we saw in Kenosha and as we've seen in Portland?
Sure,
are you
I'm
prepared
willing
to specifically
do, that,
do it?
Well, I would say almost everything I see is from the left wing, not from the right wing.
So what are you saying?
I'm willing to do anything. I want to see peace.
Then do it, sir.
Say it. Do you want to call them? What do you want to call them? Give me a name.
White supremacists and right
like me to condemn?
White supremacists and right
Proud Boys. Stand back and stand by. But I'll tell you what. Somebody's got to do something about Antifa and the left, because this is not a right-wing problem.
This is a left-wing problem. White supremacists. Antifa's an idea, not an organization.
Oh, you got it.
Not militia. That's what FBI director said.
Well, then, you know what?
We're done, sir.
We're done is right. Antifa is an idea.
Yeah, that was pretty shocking to hear Joe Biden say
that. Is part of what Christopher Wray said, not all of what he said.
Right. Well, exactly. But, of course, we've seen some pretty hefty organization going on about Antifa in these various cities and so forth. So it's not just some kind of idea. And, by the way, he could have at least had the wherewithal, Captain, to say, and it's a bad idea at that.
Well, exactly. And the thing of it is this is all going to come back to bite Biden squarely in the butt, because the law and order people, and they outnumber the people that aren't law and order, are watching this going, yep, lost my vote.
Well, certainly, because, again, you know, the American people, doesn't matter their race, color, ethnicity, walk of life, what have you, everybody but everybody wants to have safe cities and neighborhoods where their kids can go to school, where they can go to the grocery store, where they can live their lives peaceably. And we are seeing, of course, all these things begin to simply crumble. And Joe Biden evidently can't stand up to all this and will not stand up to this for fear of offending the radical left, just like President Trump was saying.
Yeah, and again, we have people that critique the debate that everybody saw last night, and I'll start with this one from a gentleman by the name of Tim Pool. I have no idea who he is to you.
No.
He said, even Biden laughs at Trump's jokes. This is hilarious. Trump knows how to entertain, and that wins people over to his sales. They won't remember what you said, but they'll remember how you made them feel. And Biden was doing a lot of laughing.
Well, no, he was doing a lot of laughing, and a lot of times, see, I think Biden was forgetting that there was always this split screen going on. And so a lot of times when he'd look down or look like he's trying to gather his thoughts or sort of stare off in, you know, the thousand-mile stare away or this kind of thing, it just wasn't a good look. He wants to be the leader of the country and, by definition, the leader of the free world, for goodness sake, but yet he looked like he'd want to be anywhere else but here tonight.
And then Dana Perino, she said something. She said, President Trump was very good on some of the specifics, I would say especially law and order, judges, veterans, and the military, and he could really parry with Joe Biden on something like the Green New Deal.
Oh, absolutely.
Because Biden blew that all together. Well, it's only $1 trillion.
No, it's more like $100 trillion.
93 trillion to be exact,
yeah,
and counting.
Huge. It's just totally huge, and it's undoable, and it's only placating the AOC block of the Democrat Socialists.
But he also got rattled last night. He got rattled. You can see it. Joe Biden is not the man for the job. Definitely not the man for the job. He's weak. He's inept, and he certainly is no leader. Be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Fifth Season Financial is a licensed lender, not available in all states. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com for details.
Are you or a loved one suffering financial hardship as a result of an advanced stage illness like cancer, Alzheimer's, or ALS? Are the financial side effects of your medical fight reducing your quality of life and causing stress and worry? Did you know that you could be eligible for a special loan to access funds locked up in your life insurance policy? Text the word LIVE to 411-411 now. Fifth Season may be able to help you address your financial needs through our Funds for Living program. This simple-to-use program helps you access value that is locked up in your life insurance policy by lending you money against the face amount of your policy. This loan is not like other loans where you need to make monthly payments, and it only gets repaid out of the proceeds of the life insurance policy. Visit fifthseasonfinancial.com/radio and get approved quickly. If you need financial help, have an advanced stage illness, and a life insurance policy, text LIVE to 411-411. Text the word LIVE to 411-411.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com. Keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. This portion of the program, Captain's America Third Watch, my guest Kyle Warren, is brought to you by Auto Glass America. Now, there's gold waiting in that there windshield you got on your vehicle. You can give it an inspection today, and if it's chipped or cracked, you'll get $100 guaranteed when you have it replaced by Auto Glass America. Now, they'll handle all your windshield needs and give you a lifetime warranty for the car, the truck, and the van that you're driving. And if you're in Florida, you'll need to have Florida Comprehensive Insurance as well. Now, from Fort Myers to Orlando to Gainesville to Tampa and Sarasota, all the way down to Port Charlotte and other surrounding areas, Auto Glass America will come to your home or your office and process your insurance claim. Now, premium quality windshields and $100 cash back when you mention the captain, me, at 813-96-GLASS. That's 813-96-GLASS. Give them a call today, Auto Glass America. Tell them Captain Matt Bruce sent you and get that $100. And Kyle, what do they do?
Auto Glass America.
Yep, there he is right there, Mr. Melodic himself. Alrighty, well, gosh, I just can't emphasize enough that the president last night just absolutely stuck it to Joe Biden. It was like a bulldozer out there grading dirt or a steamroller rolling over asphalt on the highway. Biden just was totally outclassed, outgunned, and outmanned.
Well, absolutely. And I do think, Captain, that I know we've heard from some Biden supporters, but I think we're going to hear from some pretty heavy-duty Democrats that Biden should not go back and do another debate.
Oh, I saw that all over the Internet last night. There were people making comments to Joe Biden, sending him direct messages on Twitter that showed up also on Facebook, hashtag Joe Biden, don't do another debate, boycott the next debate, that sort of stuff, because they realize he got his butt handed to him.
Oh, sure. Exactly right. And I think you'll hear, as I said, some heavy hitter Democrats saying, you know, he's got nothing more to prove. He stood up to Trump and he won the debate and this kind of thing. But all the while, remember, they didn't want Biden to go there in the first place. And second of all, they wanted breaks during the debate.
30 minutes.
That's right, which we've never seen happen before because they are terrified. And by the way, now Biden, talk about calling a lid, I think Biden's going to go back to the basement for at least a couple of days.
He'll have to recoup.
Well, exactly. And again, it's a very sad thing to watch happening. And that's why, Captain, I think that, you know, maybe this thing turns into, you know, in 35 days, let's let Joe Biden get some rest and vote Trump.
Yeah. Well, speaking of vote Trump, Mr. Presidential Trump is coming to Sanford, Florida on Friday to the Orlando-Sanford International Airport. They're going to be pulling into a hangar there along the flight line, and the event starts at 7 p.m. in Sanford, Florida at the Orlando-Sanford International Airport. But the gates will open at 4, and if you know anything about presidential rallies, you need to be there early. Otherwise, you may not find a place to be, because the people get there early and they get the seats they want, if there's seats involved, or they stand up or whatever it is they do. And I'm telling you, it's going to be something to see. Orlando's going to have another. And by the way, like we heard the rallies, Donald Trump was saying, well, we've had 30, 35, 40, 45,000 people at some of our rallies, and they're all outdoors too. And Biden's going, no mess, no this, no that, and all that stuff. And he's got to get over this, because we're not seeing any negative effects coming from these rallies. We just aren't.
Well, that's right, Captain. And by the way, earlier I saw a clip of ABC News correspondent Martha Raddatz.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and she was on The View talking to the women on The View.
Yeah.
She had taken a 6,000-mile road trip around America.
Yep.
And she found out, Captain, that, and she said, you know, this was kind of weird, but there was just no real enthusiasm for Joe Biden.
And correct.
He went across the highways and byways of America.
Yep, from one end of the country to the other and down and back and forth. Yep, uh-huh.
Yeah, and so this goes exactly to what President Trump, you know, was, you know, said to Joe Biden.
It goes to what we've been saying for months, and our truckers have been telling us.
Well, of course, but Trump says to Biden, basically, you know, we've got, you know, these thousands of people. He says, and Biden's got his two or three circles or something of people there. And so if there was that enthusiasm, people would be coming out of the woodwork for Joe Biden.
Yeah.
But they're not.
Speaking of Joe Biden, here we go.
Without it being a problem, methane. This is a guy who says that you don't have to have mileage standards for automobiles that exist now. This is a guy who says that. Well, the fact is, it's all true. And here's
the deal.
He's
talking about the Green New Deal, and it's not $2 billion or $20 billion, as you said. It's $100 trillion.
I'm talking about
where they want to rip down buildings and rebuild the building.
No,
it's the dumbest,
not,
most ridiculous,
not,
where airplanes are out of business, where two-car systems are out, where they want to take out the cows, too. You know, that's not true either, right? This is a $100 trillion. That's more money than our country could make in 100 years if we're
not
going
the case.
All right, let me because I actually
it is the case, and Joe Biden is lying to his teeth, standing right up there on national television lying about the Green Deal. It is true. Everything that Donald Trump said.
Well, exactly, and also, of course,
including the cows.
But of course, he's also putting at odds people, I think, like AOC and others, because he tried to then say, no, I'm for the Biden plan.
That's what he said. Totally alienated AOC.
Exactly right.
Yep.
But then in the next breath, basically saying, but the Green New Deal pays for itself.
Yeah, but this is what killed me, okay, when he said this too. He said, oh, and I'm in charge. I'm in charge. I'm the Democratic Party. I'm Joe Biden. This is my party. I'm in charge.
I don't think that's really true.
All right, hold on a minute. We got a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where you're calling from?
Hi, Captain. This is Pat from Kentucky again. As far as the methane, with Nancy Pelosi and AOC and everyone else, Joe Biden talking about the methane, I'm sure they've passed methane. So what do we do with them?
Use it for power. Thank you. Okay. Yeah, they passed a lot of gas, haven't they?
Well, yeah, but and again,
See, the thing is, what they're talking about is we are going to rewrite every single thing about your life, about every single thing that we even do here in
good
this
luck.
Country, and we're going to do it under the auspices of the Green New Deal. And it's just another power grab. It has nothing to do with science or any of these kinds of things.
Yep.
It's just power.
Well, hang on just a second.
Real dirt in the air. Russia does, India does, they all do. We're supposed to be good. And by the way, he made a couple of statements. The Green New Deal is $100 trillion.
That is not my plan.
That's
Green New Deal is not my plan.
I want to rebuild everything.
Right.
If he knew anything about
it.
If he knew anything about it. He made a statement about the military. He said I said something about the military. Okay. He and his friends made it up, and then they went with it. I never said it.
Okay.
That is
what
not
you
true.
Sir, you're done in a segment.
He called
Mr.
the military stupid bastards. He said it on tape. He said stupid bastards.
Stop.
I would never say that.
Stop.
Play it.
Go ahead. Mr. Vice President answered his final question.
The final question is, I can't remember which of all his rantings.
I'm having a little trouble myself. But and about the economy and about this question of what it's going to cost.
The economy.
I mean, the Green New Deal and the idea of what your environmental change will do.
The Green New Deal will pay for itself as we move forward. You're not going to build plants that, in fact, are great polluting plants.
But you
you're going to build
the Green New Deal?
Pardon me?
You support
No, I don't support the Green
oh,
New Deal.
Oh, you don't? Oh, well, that's a big statement.
I mean, you just
radical left.
I support the Biden plan.
Oh, there we go. Ayok just rolled over in her chair.
Yeah, well, that was a huge Biden gaffe. Because he was obviously becoming confused and trying to...
You could see it. You could see it. His eyes were rolling. He was starting to fidget around. He was playing with his papers. He was looking... you could see it, Kyle. He lost control. That's not a leader.
Well, no, exactly. And again, this delicate dance that they're trying to do with the radical elements, the so-called Democrat socialists and everybody else, they're trying to cobble together, and one breath saying the Green New Deal pays for itself, but do you support it? Well, no, I don't support it.
Well, I got two words for that debate last night. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Mission accomplished.
Mission accomplished. Well, he's going to scare Joe Biden and the Joe Biden people out of debates now for the rest of the campaign.
I don't doubt it at all.
Yeah.
Because Joe Biden got his butt handed to him on a platter.
Well, absolutely right. And, of course, the vice presidential debate, that's going to be very consequential, I think, only because if this open secret that Joe Biden would simply relinquish command virtually immediately, and then it's Kamala Harris all the way.
And the Democrats are out there trying to do damage control, the likes of which you wouldn't believe. Well, Donald Trump was a bully. He wouldn't let Joe Biden talk. He wouldn't this, he wouldn't that. Excuse me. It worked both ways.
It did.
All right, hold on. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch, and we're going to talk about a few more things here not related to the debate. Congressman Matt Gaetz spoke up about Representative Ilhan Omar. We're going to tell you what he had to say. And also, we've got some information about Hillary Clinton back in the news again.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
During the presidential debate in Cleveland, President Trump was asked about climate change and wildfires.
We have to do better management of our forests. Every year I get the call, California's burning. California's burning. If that was cleaned, if you had forest management, good forest management, you wouldn't be getting those calls. You know, in Europe, they live their forest cities. They're called forest cities. They maintain their forests. They manage their forests. I was with the head of a major country. It's a forest city. He said, sir, we have trees that are far more, they ignite much easier than California. There shouldn't be that problem. I spoke with the governor about it. I'm getting along very well with the governor. But I said, you know, at some point, you can't every year have hundreds of thousands of acres of land just burned to the ground.
This is USA Radio News.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com antibacterial or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root for Newsmax TV and the War Now Radio Show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Wayne Allen Root. And Wayne just had one of the, well, I don't know if it was the largest, I don't know that, but I understand it was a five-mile-long caravan that was out there that went driving around Las Vegas and went to the governor's office in Las Vegas and just... They had a rally there. So there you go. Now, this portion of Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends at the all-new Moss Acura, part of the Moss Family Automotive Group. Now, Moss Acura is located on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, but they've been getting visits from people from all around the country. You know, again, with the Nissan folks, we've had people come down here from Georgia, from Ohio, from Canada, from as far west as Arizona, from Georgia on a regular basis, I might add, and then other points, all points in between. Now, Acura, Moss Acura, and Moss is spelled M-A-U-S, competes very favorably with other luxury brands. The RDX SUV is the flagship of the Acura brand, and it has many features that are standard, like the panoramic moonroof, the Wi-Fi mobile hotspot, and Apple CarPlay. Now, the seats have the feel of buttery leather, and the hands-free liftgate makes loading groceries a breeze, too. Don't forget, the RDX features a 2-liter turbocharged power plant and an automatic transmission. And the best news about Moss Acura is you get the same high-level customer service that the Moss Nissan stores are known for. Every vehicle comes with Moss Care, which gives you lifetime oil changes, tire rotations, surface shield protections, and many more added features. Now, remember those four words, you serve, you save. That means all active duty military, veterans, first responders, church pastors, and church workers, too, get discounts of 20% on the service done on your vehicle in their service department, and they service all makes and models. And you also get a tremendous discount on the purchase of a certified pre-owned or brand-new vehicle. And the choice is simple. The choice is clear. The choice is here. Visit Moss Acura on North Florida Avenue in Tampa, right next door to Moss Nissan, or visit Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Make sure you tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, folks, guess what? You're going to get another $500 discount off the vehicle you're looking at. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, I want to talk about Congressman Matt Gaetz. He really laid it on the line about Minnesota Representative Ilhan Omar. He said the Department of Justice should immediately open a probe for voter fraud allegations against Omar.
Yes, well, the things that we're learning about what's going on in her district should make everybody very, very concerned, especially with these videos that have come out from Project Veritas. Just in the last few days. So that's right. We definitely need to investigate that, because that's exactly the kind of voter fraud that we're talking about with the mail-in ballots.
Yeah, and that's what we had going on in Georgia with Stacey Abrams and company, remember?
Right, that's right.
Now, the other thing is we had the we've had a 156% surge in assaults on Los Angeles police officers. Now, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, no, you're right, and that's terrible.
And where is it that these incidences seem to be taking place the most?
Well, I know that, number one, if it's out in the L.A. way, it's a Democrat-run city, Democrat-run state, this kind
right.
of
It's not just Los Angeles, it's Los Angeles County.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democratic-run cities that are there, they seem to have this same thing that, well, let's just let them go do what they do and see how far they go, or whatever.
Well, right. And again, it's almost the same kind of thing, Captain, that we saw happening with Joe Biden. And that was, he's trying not to alienate some group of voters that they think that they need. And I think a lot of that same thing happens under the mayor of L.A. and and the government in California, this kind of thing. And it really is sad, because most people, whether they're Republican or Democrat, actually do want law and order.
Yeah. Let's listen to this last little blast here.
He'll accept it, and he will, too. You know why? Because once the winner is declared, after all the ballots are counted, all the votes are counted, that'll be the end of it. That'll be the end of it. And if it's me, in fact, fine. If it's not me, I'll support the outcome. And I'll be a president not just for the Democrats. I'll be a president for Democrats and Republicans. And this guy,
I want to see an honest ballot count.
Gentlemen, you say that's the end of it? This is the end of this debate?
Honest ballot count.
We're going to leave it there. To be continued as in more debates as we go on. President.
All right, well, that was the end of it, and that was really something, the way that they went about what they did there. But I wanted to get that last part in there. Well, I'll be the president of all the people. Oh. But again, according to Joe Biden, the election coming up is when the president stops being the president.
Right. But, and also, Captain, do you notice how what Biden slipped in there? The idea that the election is over after all the ballots are counted.
All.
Yeah, that's right. And so this is the new code words for the Democrats, and that is...
Well, I've heard it before.
That's right, yeah. If the Democrats haven't won yet, it means we haven't counted all the ballots.
Right, that's true. Now, the director of NASA, and I talked about that we're going to talk about Hillary. Well, here we go. The director of national intelligence, John Ratcliffe, revealed yesterday that the U.S. intelligence had now learned that claims from Russian intelligence that former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton approved a plan to connect then-candidate Donald Trump to the Russian hacking of the Democratic National Committee actually took place, was originated and funded by Hillary Clinton. We now have documented proof.
I mean, this is really, really big time stuff. It really, really is. This wasn't organic. It wasn't something that actually started happening in terms of, you know, Trump is a puppet of the Russians or anything like that. But this was contrived from the get-go. Yeah.
By the way, we just saw that the handlers go up to the podium after this debate was over, and Donald Trump had about a dozen papers that they took away. Joe Biden had a stack of papers. It looked like he might have had 100 sheets of paper.
Well, I don't doubt it. I don't doubt it.
Because he kept fumbling with something there we couldn't see.
That's right.
He must have been flipping through the papers real quick looking for his answers.
Well, and again, it was incredibly painful to watch him do
that. Wasn't painful to me. I told everybody what was going to happen. The guy was going to make a fool out of himself, and he did. He proved again he's not up to the job.
Well, you're right, Captain. And by the way, you know, the whole thing, some people are saying, well, Trump was a bully and he didn't let Biden talk.
Not true.
Well, let's say, even if it was true, in the world is a big, bad place. And if you want to be president of the United States, you can't go to the G7 and come back to the American people and say, well, they kept, you know, talking over me and they wouldn't let me talk and I couldn't get my job done. That's not acceptable. If Joe Biden wants to be president, it's pretty rough and tumble. And, you know, Donald Trump is the one who can actually go and not be talked down by anybody.
You want to be a leader, you need to demonstrate that you're a leader. And when somebody starts talking and they talk over you, you just raise your voice a little bit and talk right over the top of them and say, okay, here I am.
That's right. It's called command presence. And Joe Biden had none of it. On that debate stage.
No.
No press.
And again, he showed me he was weak. He showed me he was an inept. He showed me that his reactions, his nerves, his physical presence to being challenged the way it was, the deer in the headlights look, the sweating and all that stuff. He's just not a leader. I'm sorry.
And he's not
I'm not sorry, but I mean, I'm...
Well, I know exactly what you mean. Yeah, because again, but he's just not up to this job, and there's no real joy in saying that. You know,
yeah.
It's you know he's not the Joe Biden of 2 years ago or 5 years ago or maybe even a year ago.
And I'm watching the Democrats converging together with Tom Perez, and there's a lot of shaking their heads going on there. I don't know what that's all about.
Probably saying, what just happened?
Yeah.
You know, in addition to, well, he made it through 90 minutes, which is, I think, the longest that Joe Biden's been in public on TV for a very,
yeah.
very, very long time.
And he did not dally around there at the end. He grabbed his wife by the hand, went over and said something to Chris Wallace, and they were gone.
They were gone. Exactly.
Trump was over at the edge of the stage hanging on for a little bit with his wife, and the family was over there too, so there you go.
Well, exactly. And it's, of course, a real different dynamic because they didn't have the full audience there that they normally would have. But again, I think all that dropped away and Trump just continued going. In other words, Trump's batteries never ran down in this thing.
Alrighty, hold that thought. Folks, we're coming right back with our Truckers Highway and Byway Report. We'll let you know what's going on in the highways and byways out there tonight. This is the Captain's America Third Watch, and Kathy's going to take us to break, and Kyle Warren and I will be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Extend your life with
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, Donna Fiducia. We appreciate her very much for doing that for us. And by the way, this portion of the program is our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the pilot and flying J nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch. Talk about the pilot and the flying J. And that I told you that you get a free cup of coffee just because you tell them that's the fuel desk and that's what you're going to get. It's a free cup of coffee. But check them out. Become a member of the Drivers Club and find out all the great things that they can do for you. All righty. Well, here we go.
Anywhere, transcontinental overload.
Friday that's living in America. That's the godfather of soul right there, James Brown. And I'm going to bring Kyle into this. I think that was a Rocky movie that song came from, wasn't it?
That was. That was Rocky IV, where Rocky fought Ivan Drago. Remember that?
Dolph Lundgren,
that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and James Brown, he had such a great part in that when he came out, and the whole show and everything before that fight in the movie was just a really great scene.
All righty. Well, let me read the weather conditions here. Critical fire weather conditions for California. The plains, wet and stormy across the east, and we're seeing some of that right now going up the east coast in Jersey and Maryland and Delaware. Critical fire weather conditions are likely to persist over parts of California and the plains through Thursday. Elsewhere, a pair of cold fronts will deliver wet and stormy conditions to the eastern U.S. into Wednesday, and it'll be much colder and cooler air will arrive in the wake of the frontal passages with a return to below normal temperatures by the weekend. And tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, in California and the Central Valley, of course, if you're heading up California 99 or if you're heading up the 5, Interstate 5, from Bakersfield all the way up to Modesto and Stockton, even parts of San Francisco, the Bay Area, and parts along the coast, you've got heat advisories or air quality alerts to deal with as we continue to have the wildfires in California. We do have a heat up in Southern California as well with triple digits. Triple digits certainly out in Palm Springs at 108. In the Southwest, also triple digits. In Phoenix, at least 102 degrees. Las Vegas seeing 95. But over in Denver, Colorado, we still continue to have the air quality alert there, and that's smoke from the wildfires, and that continues up into southern Wyoming and the Cheyenne and Laramie area. So if you're heading across I-80 in near Laramie in Wyoming, you've got that air quality alert as well. But other than that, nothing on the satellite. We'll continue to see some warm-ups here as that high-pressure system moves through, but everything else, that's the way it is in the west tonight.
All righty. Well, North and South Dakota, we have got a lot of windy conditions, gusts up to 30, 35 miles an hour both across both states, so that'd be 90, 94, and I-29 as well. And coming out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, you do have some rain. They've had some thunderstorm watches and warnings and flood watches and warnings there in that area, moving over into the northwestern part of Iowa as well. And just keep that in mind. And then by the way, the northeastern corner of Nebraska now is getting some of that weather. And then down in the metroplex of Dallas, you do have some fog down there, as well as San Antonio and in Houston and Galveston. You'll also find some foggy conditions there. Got some rip tide currents along the Gulf Coast from about Mobile, Alabama, all the way down to just below Tampa, down towards Fort Myers right now. That's because of the cold front that's coming through and the system that's right along with it. And then going up the East Coast from about South Carolina all the way to Maine, you've got some rough weather conditions. You do have a gale warning and very rough water off the coast Jersey and Delaware and parts of Maryland, and some rain in the area there, some rain up the Hudson Valley tonight, Albany over towards Lake George. Got some scattered showers as well up in Massachusetts and Connecticut, and windy conditions way up into the northern part of Maine tonight. So that's what we're looking at with the weather. And Kyle, tell us how we can hear your show, please.
Thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we will talk to you tomorrow night.
Sounds good, Captain.
All right, Kyle Warren, and he's done a bang-up job there tonight with everything we've been talking about, especially with the debate and being able to get all that out there and some of the audio, too, that we had here. And we appreciate being able to play that. Some of that was from Fox News. Some of that was from Newsmax. Some of that was from CNN. We just had various different clips and various different interviews that we were playing there. Now, we're going to go over to Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com and get her reaction to what took place last night. And good morning to you.
Good morning.
What is your first thought about the debate that really wasn't a debate? And I don't care because I watched Donald Trump take a bulldozer and just bulldoze over Joe Biden.
I think what's particularly interesting is the pundits, that are supposed to be experts in all this, didn't really call anybody a winner. I would have thought that the Democrats would have jumped early on and said that Biden was the winner because he didn't collapse. He didn't, kind of go off sideways. And there was some expectation because of low expectations and the gaffes and so forth that he's had in any kind of public speaking. He didn't really do that. He kind of held his own. But yet they still didn't. Oh, somebody must be at my door.
Your door?
Well, it's one of those ring things, and it was so a squirrel probably ran across. But anyway, they didn't seize the moment and say that Biden was a winner because he didn't, get all sideways.
Well,
was interesting to me.
I do have one very liberal and very democratic source, Politico magazine, and a gentleman by the name of Adam Wren, who said Trump won this debate. I was shocked to see that one.
That's Telemundo.
Yeah.
Gave the win to Trump by 64%.
Correct.
Univision gave the win. WGN gave the win to Trump.
Yep.
So I was real surprised at the generosity by some of the polls and some of the media on this. I did not have that expectation because, we've heard for so long that, the world hates Trump. Well, that just doesn't appear to be the case. Now,
did you see Martha Raddatz's comments on, well, you probably don't watch The View,
no.
And I didn't either.
No,
but
I don't.
Is that your thing again?
Sorry about this. Yeah.
That's okay. So, I hope it's not an intruder.
I'm right here by my door, but that is kind of weird.
All right, well, Martha Raddatz took a 6,000-mile trip across the country, and she came back, and she said what was amazing to her was there was very little interest in Joe Biden. It was all Donald Trump and her travels, and she crisscrossed the whole country, went into different areas of the country, and she said we're just not seeing the interest in Joe Biden. And the women on The View went nuts.
Well, it's kind of like, is there a reason to see interest in Biden? Because he hasn't made, he doesn't do the appearances, he doesn't do the talks to be interested in him.
Hold that thought. When we come back, a lot more, folks, about what went on last night. And, of course, we've got other things to talk about. Hillary Clinton's back in the news again. Denise wrote an article. We're going to talk about it, and we will be right back. Don't go nowhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.